Hey guys, before you start this episode, I'd like to give a spoiler warning. Today we are reviewing the Blair Witch Project, so if you don't want to have that spoiled for you, go ahead and watch the movie, come back here, and have a good laugh. I personally thought this episode was really good, so I hope you enjoy. On to the episode. Alright, you recording?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Clap sync in 3. 1.
On 3 or after 3?
On the number 3. So I'm going to go 1, 2, and we clap on the number 3. Okay?
Okay.
1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3.
Oh. Oops, that one was really bad.
All right, we're going to call that good.
You want to do it one more time?
All right, fine. 1, 2, 3.
Well, okay. That was not on 3. That was after 3, Adam.
I know, but I knew you were going to hit it after 3.
But I did it on 3.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
On mine, you didn't. All right, guys, welcome back to the Social Outcast podcast. This is my way of getting out of an awkward conversation. So we're going to jump right into it with the weekly rewind. Ollie, you go first. What did you do this week?
Okay, this week I was mostly going to school. This weekend I saw my friends yesterday. We had a fake homecoming, as safe as possible. I have seen the 3 people that have come. They are the only 3 people. 3 out of the 4 people I have seen since quarantine started. So we did that yesterday. That was fun. That's probably the most interesting thing I did this week.
All right. This week, so it's my last week here in Idaho. Next week, this week, Saturday, I'm going to come back. So we're going to start possibly filming these not live, but together. We're going to watch the movies together. First up, I went camping this weekend with my aunt, and that was pretty fun. I got to see this cute dog that was, it was a pure German Shepherd, but it was a puppy. It was 5 months old. It was really cute. And then yesterday I went and played games with my cousins and great-grandparents. All right, so this week we, in the spirit of Halloween, this month we will be doing all Halloween movies with the grand finale of Halloween being released on Halloween. So this week we are doing The Blair Witch Project, the 1999 version, not the 2016 one. And sorry, I'm just pulling up the IMDb page for your information. So The Blair, Ollie, you said you wanted to talk about why The Blair Witch Project was such a phenomenon.
Yeah, so in 1999, when this movie was coming out, it was framed as actual found footage of these 3 people who were going out to make a documentary about the Blair Witch and that they had disappeared when this happened. I know the production team actually put out missing posters for their the actors. I believe that the family members of the actors received, like, letters and things from people, like, saying how sorry they were that their children were missing. But that was all fake. This was just a movie that had been made, and all of the actors were fine, and they were, not lost. But that was not able to be, it was framed so that it was a bit more scary going into this movie. Yeah.
So, the Blair Witch Project is based around a real story. It's whether or not it's real, I don't know, but it takes place in the actual village of Burkittsville, and there was a man, if I'm not mistaken, there was a man who was leading children into the woods and murdering them. And then he was, like, he claimed to be under a witch's control and was released. Something kind of like that. But, yeah, It's pretty much why it was such a big deal, because people had heard about this before and then they saw this movie, but they didn't know it was a movie. So, this movie was directed by Daniel Merrick and Eduardo Sanchez, and the main three actors were Heather Donahue, Joshua Leonard, and Michael C. Williams. Those were all the actors' names as well as the characters in the show to present realism. And then it is obviously a horror film, and it was released in 1999, but the story is set in 1994. It's about, so the story is about three film students who vanish after traveling into a Maryland forest to film a documentary on the local Blair Witch legend, leaving only their footage behind. So, up with our first segment, Superb Scenes. Ollie, what did you like about this film?
I liked the way it like truly was presented, like it was like found footage. Like it didn't come off as being a professional like production, which I know that behind the scenes they did leave the actors a lot of the time actually just record whatever they wanted and kind of like let them not like go off the script and stuff like that. So it was very realistic in that way, although like I mean, there might be some critique of that later, but I also liked the scenes where they found things that were supposedly from a witch, and I just thought that was an interesting part that they added in there as well. What about you, Adam? What did you like?
So, I watched a little bit of Blair Witch, and it wasn't good either. But what I liked is that the story, they actually develop a story throughout their series. Like, it's like, while I disagree with Ollie, we had a conversation beforehand. I don't think this was a good movie. I do like that they have their story adapts and grows with the series, and like while the films aren't good, the story is pretty interesting. It's an interesting concept. So I think now we can just move on to curdling clips. And I have a note sheet here. I took a lot of notes on this film.
You can go first, thus.
Yeah. So my first complaint is that 2 minutes in, there's a scene where they're picking up their friend and they're driving back and forth and back and forth. And like, that's just what the camera is doing. It's just like moving from side to side, but it's not presenting any new visuals. It's just a guy driving back and forth, which is really weird.
That is strange. I didn't notice that at the time, but I'll have to go back and look at that.
The second thing I noticed was, well, I really thought her start of the documentary was funny, but then they were like, I thought there was too much of them filming just weird stuff. Like, we get like a minute of them trying to open a door, and then we get like 2 minutes to 3 minutes of them just drinking and stuff. And like, it doesn't come back to haunt them or anything. It's just a part, it basically looks like a part they were just filming randomly. Which I guess is supposed to be the aesthetic, but I didn't like that.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I think like part of it is like the point that this is just unedited footage of people doing something before something bad happens.
My next complaint.
So for
Oh,
me, like that was okay.
sorry.
Sorry.
My next complaint is that they had way too much crap. Like, they were carrying so much crap. Like, you need, if you're, they were supposed to be going for 2 days. And they had food for like 4 days, which you wouldn't do on if you were backpacking. They had like half of it I didn't even know what it was. Like, they don't ever use it. So, and they're like, they throughout the movie they complain about how heavy the stuff is. I'm like, well, just drop your shit. No one cares.
I do agree that they were carrying way too much stuff. They overpacked, and they did complain about it a lot.
Like, I
They could have.
understand the batteries maybe, but like, just have one person carry the clothes, one carry the batteries, the other carry the camera.
Well, there's also like the sound system as well.
Like, that's all that you didn't, they didn't need anymore. So one my that was my other thing. That was another thing. She's filming them set up the tent and not helping. And I was like, this isn't something we need to see. Like, I know this is your like vlog sort of thing, but like, help set up the tent. Don't be an a-hole.
That's a fair point, yes.
Yeah. And then that night, the one where they sleep, they wake up and there's a guy who's like, yeah, there was some cackling. And then they're just like, oh, that's cool. That'd be good for the documentary. I'm like, get out of there. If you hear cackling in the woods, that's weird. That's not normal. Ollie, it looks
Yeah.
like you have something you want to say.
I was gonna say, that was one of my scenes as well, was when they were talking about how they were all sleeping and he heard noises and cackling. I was like, why did you not wake anybody up? Like, if I heard like a weird noise like that, I would immediately wake someone up and be like, there's a weird noise. Like, I don't want to be alone because there's like, I can hear someone like cackling, which you would think of like laughing. So there's a person, probably. Why is there a person in the middle of the woods? That does not seem good. Wake up,
Like,
please.
yeah, like if I heard cackling and I was camping with someone, I would not look outside or anything like they do so many times in the film. They hear cackling and they look outside the tent. All I would do is I would wake up my friend and be like, yo, we're out of here. Let's go.
Well, you can't leave in the middle of the night because you would just get lost.
No, not in the middle of the night. I would have us watch the tent door and then leave the next day.
Yeah. I've camped before, but the one time I really ever heard anything was I was camping in my backyard. And at 2 in the morning, 2 in the morning, two women just walked past our backyard and were talking at like full volume, just having a conversation. And I will say it was very, very strange and it kind of freaked me out. Even though they weren't talking about anything like weird, it was just, why were they creepily walking around our neighborhood at 2 in the morning? Like, I went back to sleep, but that was definitely weird. I woke other people up and were like, why is there people walking by the tent at 2 in the morning?
Yeah, it's definitely strange. It was like that just happened so many times. Like they would hear a noise and they would run to it, and I'm like, no, this thing kills people.
It's the white person syndrome
It's
of
white
horror
person syndrome.
movies.
That kind of leads me to my next one. They have a scene where they zoom in on one of their guys, like one of the people's chest hair and nipples, and it is just gross. Like,
My
he's not attractive. He's got this really ugly, patchy chest hair. And I'm just like, ugh. Like, that was the grossest thing in the movie.
It was a weird scene that probably could have been left out, but I think it was just supposed to be them like joking around, but still.
But it was grosser than the teeth at the end.
Yeah.
Ugh. And then, oh, that was another thing. They have like 3 minutes of them filming rocks. And I'm like, okay, that's fine. And then they make some reference. And then in the next one, or in the next scene, they film the same rocks again. And it, like, that happened so many
But
times
at
through the
night.
film. I know, but they filmed the same
I
thing
know.
so many times. They're like, look at the spooky, whatever, the little things the witch set up. They'll be like, look, she set up dolls to haunt us. And I'm like, okay. And then they're like, look, she filmed dolls to haunt us, but now it's night. And I'm like, that's the same doll.
So, another thing I thought of was Mike. He was they were all critiquing Heather about how she was lost and she didn't know where they were, and so they went and stopped and looked at the map, and then she could not find it the next morning, and Mike admitted that he had thrown it into a creek
Like, what the hell? Like, that's just stupid. Like,
and
what?
yeah and ev then Josh and Heather start yelling at him, and he was like, well, it was useless. And they were like, no, you just didn't understand it. We were reading it. And he like never apologizes for it.
He doesn't. And like, that everyone's also mad at her because like they're mad because she, and I do agree with them, she decided instead of using the trails that would have taken them a few days, they decided to take shortcuts and cut through it, and then they got lost. And I do think they should have used the trails, but also she's been there before. She scouted it, so she was reading the map, and she was like, they weren't lost until all of a sudden she doesn't have a map.
I will say they were too harsh on Heather a lot of the time. Like they would kept getting angry at her, but for reasons that didn't really make sense.
Yeah. And they end up running at one point. They're like, I think they hear a sound or something and they start running. And like, I don't even know what's happening at that point. Like, there was just a few scenes that didn't make sense. Like, they started sprinting and then it just cuts to their faces and they're panting. And I'm like, what are they running from?
Was that when they were in the tent and like something fell on
Yeah, I
them?
think so.
Yeah, it's so I will say that's and I think I had some of those scenes. I think it's because it's supposed to come off as like what they're like just running, and obviously if they're filming, they're not going to be like, let us film so everything makes sense. But like there's some scenes where you just can't tell what's happening because they're just running and.
In pitch black, sometimes they turn off the lights and it's literally just black, a black screen and breathing. It's like, and that's all you hear.
Okay.
So next, they start talking. In the next scene, it's the next morning after they're just running from the random black thing, and they start talking about abandoning their friend, right? This is Monday, or sorry, it's Tuesday now. So they've been there for 4 days and they're like, he's losing it. We got to abandon him. And I'm like,
It's
if you're
Mike
talking like,
that's
yeah, if you, I'm
Mike
like,
suggests it, and Heather says that they can't do that because it they need to work together.
if you're suggesting leaving behind a human being in a woods with a witch, you're the one that's losing it.
Yeah, at this point, they're all like starving. They're all lost. They're all scared.
No, they still had food. They had just run out. Like, they were a little bit hungry. They weren't hungry until the next night when they started like slobbering over some food.
They also ate leaves at one point.
Well, he didn't. He spit it out.
Oh, he did.
Yeah, you hear it. He goes, you see him take a bite out of it and chew it and spit it out. But that was just like a college-y thing to do.
Yeah.
After that, she has, after the running too, they have a, she has a line where the guy, she says, "Do I look like I'm laughing?" And it's just like the really rant, like he just said it's not funny or something, and she's like, says it's so deadpan, and then there's just silence. It's really just, it's funny.
Yeah, I there's just like a lot of times where like the guys, especially like Heather, will be trying to hike out of the woods, and they'll just sit down and like refuse to go where she wants. Like even though like she has a compass and she's like, let's just keep walking south, like out, like with this creek, and they won't do it. They're just like sitting there and they won't do it. And then it's like nighttime and they get angry at her for not getting them out in time, but it's like they sat around and did nothing while she was trying to leave.
In Blair Witch, part of the thing, in Blair Witch, so the 2016 one, you learn a bit more about what the witch's powers are, and she can create time loops and like so make things last a longer for some, so like the people who were in the woods thought time was a lot longer than it was outside the woods, something like that. And then she can also manipulate the woods and make it so you can go in circles, and she moves the woods. That's what you learn in Blair Witch. So they were lost no matter what, but at the time of the movie, you didn't really know that, which is one thing I didn't like. It's like the villain, you learn absolutely nothing about the villain.
Well, I don't believe that the Blair Witch from 2016 was written or directed by the same people. So it may have been they added that story in there later
No,
on.
it's a sequel.
Was it like directed by the same people?
I don't know if it was directed by the same people, but it
Oh.
was definitely a sequel. It's about
Yeah.
her brother trying to find her.
Yeah, I was just gonna say if like there was no, like if there was no involvement from, I don't know for sure, probably look it up, but if there was no involvement from the original crew or directors or, you know, writers or anything, then
it's a different director.
Yeah, then it probably wasn't something they were going to add in the original film. So like they were just like trying to add that in like later on, you know. So like. But yeah. I think part of it is that, like, in this film, you're not supposed to get answers. Like, it's literally just a bunch of people who are scared and confused and are going to die, and they have no reason for it. Like, that's the kind of what the film is. That's what it's trying to do, I think, at this point.
Yeah. I think it was supposed to be more psychological horror, but I felt like it was, even for psychological horror, there was just not enough information provided.
I think, yeah, I also think that I don't want to, like, I think they almost had too big of reaction to things that happened, like, when they heard noises at night, they got really, really freaked out, which you would be, like, freaked out, but, like, they almost immediately jumped to the conclusion that it was a witch.
Well, I mean, to be fair, they were engrossed in the story of the witch, so, like, it wouldn't be that weird for your mind to immediately jump to the thing that you've been researching for, like, presumably she's been researching this for a few weeks.
That's true. Are you ready to go on to the next segment? Or did you have anything
No, I still have more complaints about the film.
Okay. Tell me that.
Yeah, so my next scene that is just hilarious is when they start singing about America. They start singing America the Great. They start singing the national anthem. And then a few minutes later, they say, "We gotta think like human beings."
I know with the America, it's because she says, Heather says to the Josh and Mike that, we're going to get out of the woods somehow because we live in America and there's no woods that are big enough that we couldn't eventually get out of them. Like, because there's just so much, like, cities and things around us.
Which I'm pretty sure they're in the Black Mountain Woods. But I know they're in Maryland. And the problem with that is that it actually connects to Canada. And Canada does have a lot of wilderness that you could get lost in. So that statement is actually just wrong.
Yeah, I will say, obviously, it is possible to get lost and not get out of woods in America. But she was saying that as long as we keep moving.
Have you read Hatchet? We'll
stumble across something eventually. I have read Hatchet, yes.
Exactly. A few minutes later, like, in the show, talking about, they're on their fifth day at this point, and they've only gone one day without food, and they start, like, salivating over food, right? And they're like, "I want a cheeseburger, and a pot pie, and pumpkin with whipped cream," and just, like, they're salivating over it, and it's been a day.
Have you ever gone a day without eating?
Yes, it's not that bad.
It's not fun,
but it's not like I wouldn't be drooling over a leaf.
Yeah, I also think that they were like, we can have all this stuff when we don't die in these woods.
So at this point in the show, Josh is kidnapped and presumably murdered.
Yeah, right? So they wake up and Josh is just missing. Or did they... Yeah, that's right. They hear him yelling, and he's gone. They can't find him. They start yelling back, and they cannot find him anywhere. So they decide to continue on without him.
Yeah, they go back to the tent, and they hide. And at this point, I have a note here that says, they totally boned. They're college students. They're desperate. They're alone in the woods. And I don't care if they had a fight earlier, like... They had sex. Like, it's so obvious the next day because the next day they start hugging each other and they, like, are all close again. And, like, it was off screen, but it totally happened. Like, I don't have a doubt in my mind.
Okay, then.
Yeah, just a side note. So then the next day they end up finding what's presumably Josh's teeth wrapped up in his clothes in a package of sticks in front of their tent.
As well as hair and blood.
There was
It is
hair?
off. Yeah, and it was wrapped in his shirt.
It was wrapped in his shirt, but I didn't see the hair. But it was covered in his blood and his teeth. And so she starts freaking out, obviously, like that would be scary, and she's hyperventilating and you hear her going and so but she decides to keep zooming in on the teeth, right? So like she's terrified and she's hyperventilating, so she decides to get closer to the thing that's scaring her.
A fun fact about the teeth is that they are real human teeth. The directors went to.
Why would you know that and why would they do that?
So they went to a dentist and they asked, "Hey, we're making this movie. Can we have like some teeth that you pulled?" And the dentist said yes, and they used real human teeth. I don't.
Gross. Did
Yeah.
they do you real human blood and hair?
I don't believe the blood was real. I don't know about the hair.
I just imagine them ripping out some poor guy's hair and then like cutting it open. So I have a few quotes in here. But this is the final one, and it says, it's my fault we ended up here. She's apologizing to the moms, specifically the moms, not the dads, just the moms of all of the characters in the film. And she goes, I'm sorry, Josh's mom, Mike's mom, my mom. It's my fault we ended up here, hungry, cold, and hunted. And it's supposed to be this dramatic scene, but like, the deliver like this movie was just such a joke up until this point that this serious scene just completely threw it out and I just started laughing and I just like was insane.
Yeah, that scene, I don't think it came off like entirely how it was supposed to. Like, it wasn't as dramatic or like sad or hopeless, I think, as maybe they had hoped for it to come off. And definitely some of the dialogue was cheesy.
I have two more things, and then we can be done with this segment. I didn't like, so I this is supposed to be found footage, but they cut together so much of it, right? So they edited both cameras together, and I was like, I don't need to see both cameras. They're showing the same thing. You're just switching between black and white and clear. And it was really annoying because it just felt like a way that they could double the length of their movie by showing everything twice, just in a different color.
Yeah.
And then obviously the last one is dumb because it's like, do they die? And like, if they do, I want to see it because I'm weird and I want to see them slaughtered by the witch. If not, I want to see them slaughter the witch. Like,
There's actually a little bit of a theory about this, and I'll save that for the end of all of this.
well,
But it might.
Nick, you can go ahead and say it now because I think our next one is going to be Egg Hunt.
So for the, I actually have a couple, but for one, that scene where she holds the camera like up under her face and she's apologizing to the moms and just everyone. That scene was obviously not copied like from another film or anything like that, but it has been done in multiple other films as like a parody of that scene. I can't think of anything that comes to mind, but it's also like a thing that like a lot of YouTubers will do that as like a joke and stuff. And for the theory that I was going to talk about, this would be like it would not be true because of the second film in 2016, but I have some
Third
theory that,
film.
well,
It's the
okay,
third one.
for the first film, this is simply over the first film, and the theory is that Josh and Mike actually murdered Heather, and there was no witch. This is because the only thing that we ever see really happen is noises are made, there's rocks outside, and there's, like, sticks and
puppets. Trees.
Like, puppets. And also, like, there's the hair and the blood, but like we said, you could have gotten that from, like, a dentist or something. Or even just bought fake teeth to put in somewhere. And as well as the fact that, like, with the sounds, Mike, that was, like, his job, was audio, so he could have rigged something up to make the sounds that were made. And obviously, Mike got rid of the map, he threw it in a river. They constantly were making everything seem like it was Heather's fault, and eventually they lured her to some abandoned house and murdered her.
But that goes directly against my theory of them boning, so it's not true. You guys can't see her face. Just the utter disappointment that Ollie just gave me through the screen was so sheer. I don't know if I'll be able to come back, you guys.
I just like this theory, so I'm disappointed in you, Adam.
You're so sad. Like, the look in your eyes was just like, it was so... You just stared deep into my soul and were like, what is wrong with you? All without saying a word.
Alright, do you have any Easter eggs?
Yeah, I found two. One was, this was the one I said earlier, when they're trying to figure out which way they should go, they end up using a compass, which is smart. And they decide that the best way to go is east because it's the Wicked Witch of the West. That's the entire reason they go east. They don't base it off of which direction the town is in, which you should know pretty well. Like, you should have, what general direction the exit of the woods is. And then the other one is... when they're sitting by a campfire, they talk about you're Gilligan and you're the skipper, which is a reference to Gilligan's Island, which is a really good old TV show.
Yeah, I don't think there was much Easter eggs other than that. Unless you count the, like, real accounts of, like, the stories that were told.
Yeah, I don't think so, because those were... Those weren't really Easter eggs, since that was what the show was based off of. So that leaves us with one last thing, the rating. So hold on, I'm gonna take a brief pause because I have someone I'd like to introduce for my rating. All right, while we wait, you can go ahead and say your rating.
Out of anything this time?
Yes, out of recording tapes. So how many recording tapes? That's too long. How many tapes out of five?
How many tapes out of five? I'll give it 3 tapes out of 5. It was an okay movie. It wasn't terrible. I know Adam disagrees with me, but I've seen really bad horror movies and this was not one of them. I will say that. I enjoyed, like Adam has said, there is something interesting about the story they're trying to tell. And, like, the history behind it. I do agree with that. I also think that, like, I do enjoy the fact that it is, like, the way that it's filmed does come off as, like, just them doing random stuff because that's what you do. And, like, it comes off as, like, a film that was made and, like, edited to just be showing, like, raw footage of them, like, going through this and, like, you know, getting murdered probably by a witch. And then also at the end, I know you said you want more resolution, but I do think there's something interesting that you can draw some conclusions just from the end. I mean, it does seem to be suggesting that they were murdered. But I still think that.
So here to give my rating is a special guest. He's my grandfather. He is the owner of a few thousand movies, and his opinion is deeply similar to mine. So here, would you like to say what you thought of the movie?
It was horrible. It was worse than watching a news report in an election year. It wasn't a movie that was made, it was perpetrated.
Thank you for that. That was extremely accurate. And Blair Witch. Blair Witch Project, for your information. He didn't know what movie he was talking about.
Oops.
Well, still, he has before explained to me how much he hated that movie, and I do agree with him. I would give it 1 tape out of 5. It was not very entertaining. So, I think that, do you have anything else to say about the movie?
No, I think that about wraps it up.
Well, that looks like it's going to be all for today. Go check us out on Spotify, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Anchor, anywhere podcasts are available. Follow our socials at the Social Outcasts Podcast on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. And join us next week for another horror movie. Happy spooky season, and have a good one.
Bye.